It's Meet the Braves here on 1410 KGRN. We're talking with senior Nolan Reynolds. Montezuma going to the boys state basketball tournament. And Nolan, how's that feel going to state?
You know, it's been one heck of a feeling. I mean, just to think, as when we were little kids and we would do club tournaments, you know, we'd lose almost every game, and now we're going to the state tournament our senior year, so it's an amazing feeling.
It is pretty incredible. What's the season been like for you? I understand you were a little bit injured at the start of the year.
Yeah, I didn't let it set us back. I accepted my role coming off the bench, and I really put the team first, I guess I could say.
Tell me about the injury, how that happened. What was it like when you first came back?
Well, when I got the procedure done and I came back, I felt like a new person. I'm not gonna lie. You know, having tendonitis, it can really put you down. You know, limit your capabilities. But coming back and having a clean slate, it was a good feeling.
Did Coach ever say, "I'm just gonna keep with the same five and we're just going to keep you off the bench"? I mean, how did you react to that at first? And because, I mean, you've, like you said, you've accepted that right now.
Yep, he said he doesn't like changing it up. He says he likes keeping a routine. And I accepted it. I said, you know, it's going to sting. It's my senior year and I was a starter last year, but you know, it's a team first type of thing. It's the Montezuma mentality, is that we want to put the team first.
Well, it sort of worked out. I mean, is it how have you adjusted your game? Is it any different at all coming off the bench as opposed to maybe starting?
Well, to think last year I was a wing guard, and now and now to come back as a post is definitely different, but I've loved my role. I couldn't picture myself in any other spot and being any more successful.
Is that, I mean, a lot of times when you're going inside, you're probably out-heighted by some of the players. You know, what's the key to kind of working through bigger, taller guys?
You're right. I'm definitely out-heighted, but I'm definitely not out-hearted. I don't let that height and, you know, strength factor apply. I try and use my quickness and my shiftiness, and I may be like 6'1", but I have a really long wingspan for my height, so I use that to my advantage. And I love where I'm at. It's the best feeling in the world being a post.
Yeah, I remember seeing you play last year and this year, and nobody can out-heart you. No doubt about it. You're definitely a hustler. What started your passion for the game of basketball?
Oh gosh, well, so my dad, he kind of started me on it. He wasn't too big into basketball, but when he got me on the court just to try it out, it was the best sport ever to me. I couldn't stop shooting a basketball. He couldn't get me out of the gym at first, and you know, it just kind of stuck with me.
Is there a memorable moment or a memorable game this year for you, other than maybe the Grundy game?
I would have to say it was the Colfax Mingo game at Colfax, where I dropped my season high of 14. Or I would have to say it was one of the games where I had almost a double-double in points, and then it was one rebound shy of a double-double. It was definitely, I mean, it just shows, you know, how hard I try and work for those rebounds and those second chance points.
What is it with this team and rebounding? I mean, you guys are a good rebounding team. One of the best in 1A.
Yeah, we're definitely not the tallest in any means. we just got that heart. It's hard to, you know, box us all out when we all just want that ball so bad, and we want to provide for our team so much. It's all about that team mentality to us, and it's ridiculous, but I mean, we're here for each other.
What are your plans after you graduate?
I would like to go to Central College and run some track. You know, running's been in my family for a long time, so we're just gonna stick with it.
What events are you gonna run in track in the spring?
Hopefully the open 4 and the open 8. Yep, we're not really running too thick with relays right now, so I'm just gonna try and stick with my individual stuff.
Okay, fair enough. And what's the biggest key for this team at state?
Don't lose that heart. You can't lose that heart, and don't put yourself before anyone else. If anything, we've got here because of the team. We're gonna finish it with the team. So, that's our true game plan.
Well, congratulations, Nolan. It's great visiting with you, and we'll see you at the Wells Fargo Arena. Good luck.
Thank you.
Nolan Reynolds with us here. It is Meet the Braves, brought to you by Montezuma Manufacturing on 1410 KGRN.